Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And remember, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for helping to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Where if you can't hear us anywhere else, we are playing the live show stream right there, right now. There's a link right there, top of the page. You can see it. Click on it, and you'll be listening to the program. And then after that, it plays a stream all day long of the show in a loop, what we call a loop. It plays the same show over and over again, refreshes every 4 hours all day until the next live show comes on. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Rittenhouse jury. Of course, yesterday we heard early on that they reached out to the judge about 45 minutes after they got started about checking with some instructions that were there. That's fine. We expected that. But it's going into its second day, and a lot of people are saying the longer this goes on, the greater the chances of this being a hung jury.
Well, if for nothing else, there would be a reason for appeal. That bucket is filling up pretty quickly if there is a conviction. So right after the jury convened, they had reached back out to the judge and wanted, again, a better or an additional definition of self-defense. So the court certainly then provided that to them. So that's kind of interesting that was pretty much out of the chute what they really wanted to have some clarification on and sort of some help on.
Mm-hmm.
But during yesterday, before while court was essentially still in session, you could hear the noise coming from outside because it was so loud from the protesters. And one of the groups that were in fact protesting outside, the reason that you've got 500 National Guard there is because the Revolutionary Communist Party is outside. And they are protesting, certainly, against Kyle Rittenhouse. And this is, you can find out about this group if you go to revrev.com.us. That's their website. And so if you don't think that, if you can hear it inside the courtroom, that means that the jury can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So is this an intimidation tactic to the jury that you better come back with the right verdict? Otherwise, there'll be some other kind of consequence if you don't. furthermore, this jury is not sequestered and hasn't been sequestered.
Yeah.
So last night, when they finished their day of deliberation, they got to go home,
mm-hmm.
which means they have access to any media, including social media.
Yep.
So therein lies one of the reasons why there could, in fact, be building conditions for an appeal.
Mm-hmm. Would that also help a mistrial along?
Well, the trial is over, and that's we're past that.
Okay. Because this is
the case has been turned over to the jury.
Yeah, because this is just amazing how all this is unfolding. All right, well, PolitiFact, you know who they are. They doubled down on the mock fact check on a Rittenhouse gun claim. They don't care about facts; they're just throwing the garbage out there again.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's clear that not even the prosecutor understands. Citizens doing a deed, a good deed, or attempt to do a good deed. Not the prosecutor doesn't even understand how to hold a weapon, especially after the whole Alex Baldwin thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this, I would say, is part of an agenda because Kyle Rittenhouse was charged real fast in this whole case. And that means that you probably didn't have the autopsies back yet. You probably hadn't had a chance to interview witnesses. You certainly didn't have all the video out there yet. So this was a rush to charge. This is a rush to build a case.
Now, Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush has spread an unfounded claim that she was shot at by a white supremacist.
I didn't read that. I saw the headlines and kind of stepped over it because there has not been a single police report.
That's right.
Can be referred to that happened.
That's right. No police report, nobody on her staff, nothing. Mm-hmm. So to that, I say she's probably lying. All right, hold that thought, folks. Be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, go over there and check out her website, FoundersCode.com. You'll find a lot of great things over there. I'm going to have Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Well, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. And don't forget, by going to the website, geico.com, you can get a rate quote there, as well as find out where your local agent is to go do it in person or on the phone if that's what you want to do. Now, they offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and don't forget, you can also get coverage for the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, or the RV you have. And if you really want to save money, you really want to save money, bundle it with your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance, and you will save a boatload of money, because that's the way I do mine. All right, there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, very quickly, Ted Cruz and Mr. Mayorkas went at it yesterday. He showed Mayorkas a picture of the migrants sleeping on the floor at a Texas facility and called the Biden cages, Biden cages.
Yeah, and Mayorkas said he had not seen the cages and took exception to the term cages.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use cages. It was really quite the, and I think Senator Hawley did the same thing.
Yep.
So it was really quite the exchange. This guy, my orcas cannot answer a question. Of course, they're rehearsed not to answer questions. They talk around an answer and talk around the question.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he was unfamiliar with, you know, a lot of things, a lot of questions that were asked of him and so forth and so on. So this guy's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's absolutely the worst secretary that we could have of DHS that I can think of.
Right.
I mean, it was really pathetic. And I didn't watch the whole thing. I probably watched 6 or 7 minutes of it and was really stunned that this guy ever got a confirmation.
Well, Senator Mike Lee asked him a question about the mounted patrol, how that was coming, the probe on there, and he didn't really answer the question, but I'll answer it because here's the answer. The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General refused to probe the border agents who were smeared by the Biden administration, giving them, in effect, a clean bill of health, which is kudos, attaboy, way to go.
Well, but they are still saying, too, it's under investigation. They're just not going to be using the inspector general to do that, which means there is no investigation.
Mm-hmm. You're right. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Mary on the line here. Let's see. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just want to say and ask a question, please. On the border, I was just reading yesterday where El Chapo, when he was arrested, he had actually said in court that someone from the United States, i.e. California, was paying him to keep up that drug trafficking, which was eventually nixed, so you really can't find it. My question is, how many friends do you need to lose with this Kyle Rittenhouse and everything else? I have a friend who is literally the opposite on everything, every issue that comes up, including Kyle Rittenhouse. All she's focusing on is the fact that he was 17 with a gun, and what was he doing crossing state lines? It's like they don't get the connection between he was protecting, helping someone protect property, and I don't even know if she saw the shooting occur.
All right.
The film.
All right, thank you. Okay, first of all, his mother and his father lived in Kenosha, correct?
His mother does not. His father does.
All right. I was told his mother did, too, but okay. So there was a connection there with that.
Well, and he's worked there, and he's there quite often. I mean, from Antioch to where he lived with his mother, to Kenosha is 16 miles. So it's not like you driving across state lines makes it like he went, you know, 3 or 4 states before he got there. It's just not the case.
Mm-hmm. All right. One more call. Let's see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
All right.
I have a question for Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Okay, Denise, my question is, you know, yesterday I sat down with two God-fearing moderate Democrats. They're friends of mine, and we spoke on a range of issues, but what stood out the most is hidden in Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan. Now, this is what they told me. They say the separate money is to be used to dismantle the southern border completely. That money is in that Build Back Better, and he planned to dismantle it completely. They're mm-hmm. calling it the open society. Could you comment more on that, please? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've heard that. Go ahead.
There is, in fact, funds in there to take down the wall that has been erected, lawfully erected, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
So the other piece is there is also money in there where the illegals can apply for entitlement programs.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes on and on and on. I mean, there's stuff in this Build Back Better program. I'll throw one out there for you. The first $250 that union members, it doesn't matter what union you're in. You could be in the teachers union, you could be in the Teamsters or whatever. It doesn't matter. but their first $250 worth of union dues is to be paid by taxpayers, by us. Even if you're not in a union and never have been in a union, okay? So this really goes against the Supreme Court ruling on the Janus decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's way more in the Build Back Better thing than the press is telling us. They get the talking points from the White House, and that's what they say. But the one word, Elliot, that needs to be out there is sovereignty, and it's not used nearly enough. Meanwhile, you had Kamala Harris over there in Europe talking about the borders of Belarus
mm-hmm.
and how they need to be protected.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got this FBI whistleblower that's come along and revealed things about the agency, creating a threat tag to track the alleged harassment of education officials, and then, of course, that they were using counterterrorism tactics against the parents.
Well, you had Merrick Garland. Well, first of all, you had the teachers' union that sent a letter to the White House. And then the White House connects with the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice sends out a memo to the FBI about these parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the whole thing blow up. Merrick Garland comes in and testifies before Congress and says, oh, no, we're not doing that. We didn't enlist the FBI, and we're not treating parents like terrorists. Well, hold on here. Because we have a FBI whistleblower who had reached out to the Republicans with the actual memo and where they created the terror tag. Now, what is a terror tag? A terror tag is really just kind of a title to a, you know, it creates a bucket. And so any issues where there has been some kind of parental intimidation or threat against members of the school boards or teachers or school administrators, it gets attached to that tag or that file folder. So it's called Euro officials, officials, meaning education officials. So either Merrick Garland lied in his testimony because he said he was asked a question 16 different ways about this memo, and he said de facto it wasn't happening. So either one, he lied, or two, he doesn't know, which I would say if he doesn't know, it's worse than lying. It means he has no control over his Justice Department or the FBI.
I'm not surprised. All right, here comes the music. That means I got to go. I'll see you later today. You have yourself a great one, and I'll be talking to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website. Signed up for her daily sit rep that she sends out there, the articles that she posts and all that. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Delta variant is accounting for 99% of COVID-19 cases worldwide. The World Health Organization reported that nearly all of the up to 900,000 COVID-19 cases sequenced over the last 60 days originated from the Delta strain. During a press conference Tuesday of black leaders opposing President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, Jonathan Alexander, senior counsel for government affairs at the Liberty Council, claimed Biden's plan is an overreach of government in Americans' lives.
Well, it's because progressives are jealous of liberty. They're envious of your freedom. It hates the fact that you, American, have overcome and have achieved on your own. It dislikes the fact that you haven't needed handouts.
Alexander says, no thank you. Keep your Build Back Better yourself. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is in this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, they have two locations to serve you. I'll tell you where they are after they tell you what they're all about. But check out their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can train to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. So they're about 12-14 miles away from me here. Now, they also have another location in Concord, Massachusetts, which is directly outside the city limits of Boston. Now, that's kind of unique because both of these towns are sports towns. Either one you go to, you're going to be able to watch a lot of great football or basketball or baseball or hockey or soccer or whatever. Now, their phone number to call, and this is what I ask everyone to do, If you are serious about wanting to find out about the National Aviation Academy, then you need to call this number I'm going to give you and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Pick the one you want to go to and take the tour of the campus. The number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. One more time on the number, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. And what you'll do is you'll get an opportunity to talk to some students, also some instructors, and the money people to find out how your education will be financed. Now, if you are a post 9/11 first responder, military, just getting out of the military, whatever, more than likely, your educational benefits will be taken care of, especially if you're just getting out of the military and you haven't used it. Now, if you're pre-9/11, depending on what you've used, where you've used it, and how long you've been out of the military, you'll have a partial coverage. You may or may not have all of it, but you certainly will have a partial coverage. And then, of course, they have their standard student loans that anybody can get that they qualify for them, and away you go. And that's how you get your education, and you worry about, you know, the job you're going to get, which is going to be tremendous, I'll tell you. You're going to love the opportunity to work and do what you do. So, NAA.edu on the website, 800-659-2080 on the phone number. Campuses in Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Well, we had an interesting situation yesterday where the astronauts in the space station were forced to put on their spacesuits and take cover on the International Space Station in their escape vessel, just in case they had to go, after a Russian anti-satellite test generated debris floating around in space, and no one was sure where that debris was going to go. And, of course, if you hit that stuff up in outer space at 10 or 17,000 or whatever miles an hour it is that you're traveling, it can do a lot of damage, a lot of damage, and even take your vessel and sink it to the ground, so to speak, blow up, whatever. So they're okay now, but for a while, a lot of activity up there at that space station. And remember, there's Russians in there, too. So Russia, when they blew up their satellite, they didn't even think about their own people. Or if they did, they certainly didn't care. Now, Senator Charles Chuck Giboy Schumer has filed cloture on the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets the defense spending levels for the next fiscal year. He established a Wednesday vote, which is today, that will require 60 votes to start the debate. We'll see what happens. In addition, about 60 service members reported up the chain of command that they will still have family members stranded in Afghanistan following the Pentagon memo dated November the 2nd requesting more information. So about 60 of our U.S. service members have got people still stranded in Afghanistan. Hopefully they can get them out. Now, lax enforcement of internal policies, lack of oversight, and retaliation against those who step forward with complaints have created a system in which victims believe they sometimes face harsher repercussions than the soldiers who assaulted them. So says a investigation board that was convened on the Maine Army National Guard and the problems that they were having there. Now, a preliminary hearing has been delayed for the sailor charged with starting the USS Bonhomme Richard fire. Remember that? The Article 32 hearing was supposed to commence this week, but it's been pushed back to December. Not told what the reason is. And I would not want to be that sailor. By the way, the U.S. has urged to help more people escape the Taliban-led Afghanistan. Several hundred Americans are reported to still be in Afghanistan, though not all have indicated they want to leave. This is being told us from the Biden officials. We'll see how that works. The Biden-Xi talks. China warned the U.S. about playing with fire on Taiwan. Chinese President Xi has used a virtual summit with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden to warn that encouraging Taiwanese independence would be playing with fire. In addition, the NATO Secretary General has assured the Ukraine of the alliance's backing amid what he called an unusual concentration of Russian forces in the area. Now, in Belarus, amid a rapidly escorting border row with Poland, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said that he's reviewed his request with Russian President Vladimir Putin to acquire Iskander missile systems for his country's armed forces. We'll see how that works out. By the way, if you're in Miramar, fear the women. We are the warriors, so say the women that have joined the fight against the military in Myanmar. Now, four female fighters told Al Jazeera that along with destroying the military dictatorship, they want to overturn traditional gender norms and ensure women play an equal role in building a new nation in Myanmar. We'll see how that works out. At least 24 people are being treated in a hospital, according to the health ministry, in Uganda, where the Kampala blasts damage at the scene, cars ablaze, windows shattered, happened. Also, the bomb that detonated as a taxi, which was passing by the main district of western Kabul, Taliban spokesman for the Kabul police, who goes by a single name of Mobin, said two people were wounded. Witnesses said one was a woman in a taxi, the other a man passing by as they detonated a bomb in the taxi cab. Not smart. By the way, the Biden administration's push for vaccine mandates under fire in courts around the nation has survived an initial legal challenge headed by former Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell over vaccines in the military. Well, Sidney lost another case. We'll see what happens there. Obviously, they'll be appealing that, I would think. Well, it's not over yet, but it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. All right, coming up, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He'll be right back, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine standard added to it, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and found online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I got Mary on the line, wants to ask you a question, so here we go. Mary, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, and I've been waiting for Chris to come on to ask him a question about something he said this weekend on the show, which plays over. You were talking about your own company being called by the Department of Labor to ask how many different ethnicities you had working in your company, as well as you spoke about a company, I think it was Scott Global Asset Company, which actually has to ask permission at the top to hire white people. Yes. Can you speak about that, please? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was actually State Street Global Advisors. State Street Global Advisors was the company that I was talking about at the time. And, that's actually a fact right now. It's the diversity rules is that basically white men need not apply because you're going to need special permission to hire any of them at State Street Global Advisors. And it's a massive money management company. And I saw the story and it reminded me of what happened to me in my company years ago. And, I absolutely blew them off. I thought the thing was, absolutely a farce and ridiculous. And I wasn't exactly very nice to the lady on the phone that called. But again, I could care less what color you are or what you're interested in the bedroom. It's whether or not you're confident, you can do the job, and you're trustworthy and you're an honest person. That's all that should matter.
All righty. And we do have one more caller here, so I'm going to take the call real quick. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs. What is your question for Chris Markowski, please?
Well, just to follow up on the last caller, I do commend you, Chris, for how you handled that idiotic question in regards to who you have to hire. I, as an American who happens to be black, I agree with you. Who could do the job and do the job best? It's that job.
All
not
right.
The color of your skin. But now, what the other thing I wanted to say, Chris, in regards to the green energy emissions no carbon emissions corporation, technical corporation in your backyard, Plug Power. Why with this Green New Deal, whichever you want to call it, or we want to call it. Do you ever see this company ever taken off to go back up to the, into the $70 range or above? I feel as though they're at the forefront of the hydro. Fuel cell technology.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Chris. You want to answer that?
I'm not sure what company. Did he say Plug Power?
I thought so.
It's a possibility. I mean, I remember being an investor in that company, a small amount, which, some of our speculative funds years ago, and it did well, and we'd taken profits. Again, it's a matter of, who lines up at the trough properly when it comes to a lot of these companies, and it makes it very difficult to invest in. Well, it makes it easy to invest in if you are a member of Congress and you know where the money is going to flow and what companies are going to get it.
Insider information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that type of information that they have. Yeah. But, and that's part of the problem that we have in this country is that we pick and choose, unfortunately, in industries like this, the government picks and chooses winners and losers.
Yeah.
And that's not supposed to work. It's supposed to be the old, Joseph Schumpeter, creative destruction. If you build a better mousetrap, people will beat a path to your door. It's difficult to beat a path to someone's door when the government's forcing everybody in one direction.
Now, I mentioned this to you off the air. Apparently, in October, we had a bit of a surprise because Americans went on something of a shopping spree in October, more than double what they thought was going to be in terms of the numbers that came in. The spending leaped to 1.8% from the previous month, and that's more than what September was, and they were very surprised. But it looks like as if people started to take some of the advice that was out there and actually buy and shop for Christmas in October, knowing that the products were there, not knowing if they'd be there in November.
Yeah, again, people get excited about some of these numbers, but what that means is just the spending has just moved, further in one direction on the timeline. Doesn't mean that there's necessarily going to be that much of an uptick. And yeah, there was definitely a fear out there. Many people saying, geez, I better make sure that certain item or whatnot that I want to get for my kids is going to be available. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get it now.
Now, Yellen, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, extended the date to December 15th for the potential debt default.
Yeah, well, potential debt default. You know, we can't default on our debt. That's just not true. It's in the Constitution. Again, they always talk about this in regards to borrowing money, and I say again and again and again, you know, tax dollars continue to flow in. There's more than enough tax dollars that are coming in to, you know, make good on our obligations on our debt. That's part of the ruse that they keep trying to push on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's been some progress at the L.A. port, so the fines that were threatened by the governor out there against the shipping companies have been delayed because of the progress that was made at the L.A. port. However, they still have well over 100 ships sitting out there waiting to come in to be unloaded.
Hey, and listen, you can fine all you want. You know, who's going to pay for that is, the, you know, you and I.
That's right.
Who are buying things. They just pass those costs on down to the consumers. It's a supply chain issue, and ultimately the consumer pays. Just as much as you pay, you know, not just at the pump when you're filling up your car. You know, Matt, yesterday I had to pay $4.10, by the way.
Wow.
You know, you're not paying there. You're also paying it, you know, at the grocery store, wherever anything is, because it's the cost of moving goods from point A to point B.
Boy, is it. Now, Google Cloud, Snap, Spotify, and several other sites went down yesterday. I don't know if it was a hack or what it was.
Yeah, I remember that some of their cloud-based services that went out and knocked some things offline. I didn't have any problem with Google yesterday, but any of those social media accounts, I don't mess with that. So I actually didn't know about it until I read about it in the news.
Now, what do you think about Pfizer agreeing to let other companies make its COVID-19 pill that we've been hearing about?
Well, you know, they're making a fortune on it now. They're going to license out the right to do that. And, you know, more often than not with drugs, you know, they take so long to get approved, and the costs that are involved in costs are so long that they push to have a company become generic or have somebody else make it. In this case, I think it's also his goodwill. And plus, I think that they more than likely have recouped most of those costs, plus worried about being under fire for saying that, hey, taxpayers pay a ton of money to develop these things. You know, you should try to get this out to a larger swath of people.
Now, you know who Art Laffer is, right?
Yeah, of course.
He came out and said Biden's Build Back Better is going to cost probably $6 trillion.
Oh, easy. Easy. Well, without a doubt, just more than that.
Yep.
It's going forever. All right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Stay low.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there. Check it out. See all the different things that he has to offer. And in the meantime, I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.